As people pack away decorations at the close of an unusual holiday season, local business owners analyze their earnings. Some did better than expected. Others fight to stay afloat.
It has been just an absolutely brutal year.
That's George Roman. He owns Roman Cinema and the Fun Factory Sweet Shop, both in Rhinelander. The period between Thanksgiving and New Year is one of his busiest times for both businesses, but especially his movie theater.
It's something that theaters look forward to every year.
This year, two movies opened on Christmas Day, Wonder Woman 1984 and News of the World. Because of those movies, Roman's theaters saw their biggest audiences since March.
It still pales in comparison, right? But it was by far and away the most bodies that have come through our door in months.
Roman says he's done everything he can think of to make people feel safe in his movie theater, from sanitizing countertops to hosting private showings. Even so, his theater has taken a major hit compared to last year.
We're running at 4% of our revenues. That's insane.
The new federal stimulus package contains a provision that should help. Roman says he hopes it will be enough to keep his doors open for another year.
My family has operated movie theaters in Rhinelander since 1921. Next year is 100 years, and I've been saying all along, I just want to get there. Right, I just want to get to the 100 years.
Unlike his movie theater, Roman's candy store has had better fortune. And so has Fourth Floral, a Rhinelander business that's been in Ruth Hempel's family for 120 years. Hempel says her flower business is doing as well this year as in years past, if not better.
I almost hate to say that because there's so many businesses that are struggling, but we just happen to be lucky that we're in that. We're just in the right product category right now, you know what I mean?
She says people send flowers as a way to send their love, and that's something everyone can use a little more of. For WXPR News, I'm Erin Gottsacker.